For the first time in 5 years, the increase in farm sector debt this year was higher than the increase in the value of farm assets.
Farm sector debt is expected to increase 3.1%, and it's going to increase more than assets for the first time since 2009. Most of the anticipated increase in debt is for non-real estate loans with lower income, spurring demand for operating funds. Despite the anticipated higher debt, the historically low levels of debt relative to assets and equity continue to affirm the strong position of the sector's balance sheet.
USDA economist Mitch Morehart says higher farm expenses are the main reason net farm income forecasts are lower this year.
One category of expense is expected to decline in 2014. That would be feed expense. It's about 4.7% lower as our projection. The remaining major categories of expenses are all forecast to increase in 2014. Livestock and poultry purchases account for the largest percentage of the portion of the increase. Cash labor expenses and rent are the next largest contributing components. Miscellaneous expenses, which includes things like health and breeding expenses, contract production fees, irrigation water, production and management expenses, that's altogether going to rise by about $4.6 billion. Most of the other expense categories are contributing to the increase, but rising by less than $1 billion.
Morehart says net farm income is down, even though off-farm income was slightly higher this year.
When we look at median household income for farm households, we expect it to fall in 2014 about 1.6%. Off-farm income is projected to increase slightly, but the net effect is a 1.6% decline. For commercial farms, their household income is most impacted by the projected decline in farm income in 2014, whereas the intermediate and residential farms that we refer to depend mostly on off-farm earnings for the majority of their household income.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.